You are listening to NaturesChannel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. NaturesChannel.fm, it's where we grow.
Welcome to Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service, brought to you by the Church of Nature. Join us every Sunday for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual service, where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. We're here to help you grow every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern on NaturesChannel.fm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service. I'm Christine Agro, the High Priestess of the Church of Nature, and our focus today is the space between. The Church of Nature honors the individual and encourages a deeper conscious connection through the reflection of nature and all that it offers. It is time for humanity to reawaken. Nature is spirit, and we are nature. When we reflect on nature and connect with it more deeply, we align with our own spirit, and when we do, life flows. Today, we look more deeply at the moments in our lives where one experience shifts to the next, slowing down to see the space between. I sit at the gate before the great mystery between darkness and light, guiding your passage through the powerful reflection of nature. The door is open for those who choose to walk through. Bless this space. If we all could recite our intention today, we come here today with open minds, open hearts, and open hands, willing to give and to receive. So if you're in a space where you can have your feet flat on the floor and your eyes closed, please go ahead and find yourself in that space. We're going to take a moment to bring ourselves into this time and this space. So let's start by allowing roots to grow from our feet down into the earth. And envision a beam of light that goes from the base of your tailbone to the top of your head. So remember, we can see it, we can pretend it, we can intend it. It all works. And then just set your intention to allow yourself to come into alignment fully and completely centered with that beam of light as your center core. Just bringing your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings all into alignment. Allow roots to grow from the top of your head, your crown chakra, your seat of your own knowledge, your own information. Allow roots to grow from that space up into your own higher consciousness, your source of divine information, divine light, divine inspiration. You're welcome to stay in this space as we move forward with Sunday service, or you can gently open your eyes. We'll recite our affirmation that we are nature. I am the sun. I am the moon. I am the dirt beneath my feet. I am the stars and the universe. I am the dark of night and the wind that I am the tree and the wind that blows its leaves. I am the ocean, I am the rain, I am the desert and the mountain and the plain. I am the bird, the fox, the turtle, and the bee. I am. So our reflection today is on the space between, and it's something that I talk about in classes with students. It's something that I look at when I do readings. I don't look at just what is there in front of me, what I see. I look at those spaces in between. I look at those places of transition for what energy and what information exists in that, in those spaces. And today's reflection is, it's inspired by two things. And I actually wrote a post, it's on the Church of Nature page, called The Nature of Being, the Mountain and the Sky. And what inspired this reflection is contained within that post, and I want to touch on it more within this space. Oftentimes when I look out into the horizon, whether I'm at the ocean or I'm driving through the valley and looking ahead at the mountains, or just watching the sun rise, watching the sunset, for me, I see this time and space that is almost, I guess, absent of any time and space. And it is that space between. It is that place before daylight is gone and night is here. So as the sun is going down and the light is disappearing, there is that moment in time where there's a pause. When, I think one of my most favorite times of the day or of the 24 hours is right before the sun comes up, because there's that pause again. There's that space between night and day where there's a space there. We can find that space in our own breath. So we have this conscious awareness of our inhale and our exhale. But as we inhale, if we're focusing on our breath consciously, there is a moment where the breath arcs before, as we're inhaling, it arcs before it exhales. And it is in that arc where there's that pause. It is the space in between. If I look at our auric field and the energy layers around the body, there are the 7 primary layers, but between each layer, there's a space between. We can see that in our own body, the space between where the skin meets the muscles and the ligaments underneath it. There's a space between. It's small, and maybe it's microscopic and it can't be seen by the physical eye, but it's there. When birds are flying, their wings are flapping, there's a space between the up and the down stroke. And so that what brought me to really reflect on this today, it started in a reading that I was doing for some clients. Their dog transitioned, and I've worked with her for almost her entire life. And the reading space was for to really have an opportunity to say goodbye, to understand what she was doing in this moment, to reflect on her life. And so in the reading space, she showed me that moment of her transition, the moments before, the moment of, and the moments after. And oftentimes when I'm shown transition, I see that space between, the space between what we see as death and what really is a birth into a next experience. And as I was looking at it, it reminded me of what I love to look at with the mountains and the sky, because oftentimes I look off in the distance. I live in the valley, and I look off in the distance at the mountains, and I will see the clouds playing at being the mountains. They look like the mountains, but they're not really. Or I'll see the reverse, where the mountain is looking like it is the sky. It just evaporates into it. And again, there is that space between the hardness and the etherealness, the physical and the ethereal. And so our reflection today, although not, you know, it's not wholly concrete like they often are, it's a more, I guess it's more esoteric in a way. So our reflection today is really to contemplate this, to contemplate where there is that space in between, where there is that pause and that moment of just pure, it's almost silence, of light, of peace. And it exists within the transitions, moving from one to the other, from one thing to the next, one space to the next space, one moment of time to the next moment of time. Moving from evening or nighttime to daytime, at the horizon line, moving from the physical to the ethereal. So our opportunity is to really contemplate that notion of the space between, play with your breath, pay attention to what you see, and spend some time reflecting on and experiencing that moment in time, wherever you may see it. And just notice it and reflect on it and see what comes up for you, what comes to you, what your thoughts are, what your experiences are. Does it change the way that you move through your life? And this is a great opportunity to be connected to our group on Facebook, where you can actually post your thoughts and your comments, your questions, your own reflections about the space between. So you'll find that at facebook.com/groups/Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service. Okay, so that is our space between. And we'll recite our invocation of peace. If we could all turn our palms up, take a minute to just open the energy centers in your hands, both open to giving and receiving. I stand with palms raised to the sky, open to both giving and receiving. Peace is in me, peace is around me, peace begins with me. I ask to be the channel through which peace flows, bringing peace to myself, my life, and to all who share my life. I see peace, I breathe peace, I live peace, I am peace. And we'll move to our offertory. I'd like to thank everyone who has made a donation to support the Church of Nature and support Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service, and those of you who have made donations to celebrate, honor, and remember the people and the times and the experiences in your life. If you haven't made a donation to us, you can do that by visiting thechurchofnature.org, and there is a place on the right-hand side to make a contribution. And we're going to move to our blessing. I want you to think about the words that are in this blessing. We ask that giving be a blessing and not a burden, that we see the abundance and unlimitedness of the universe. We ask to live with open hearts and open hands, and in so doing, allow the energy of support and love to flow freely to us and from us. We acknowledge that to receive, we must give, and to give, we must receive. We make our offerings to the Church of Nature today with open hearts and open hands, and we invest in the eternal cycle of energy flow. Our offerings recognize the gifts and blessings of this service. And in our Circle of Life celebration, it is a time and space to honor, celebrate, and remember those people, those animals, those times, those experiences in our life that have inspired us, that have touched us, that have warmed our hearts, that have healed us. And today we celebrate, honor, and remember Basil, who approached her life with strength, certainty, and perseverance, who embodies the energy of the divine feminine. The crown she wore was not imaginary. It was an emblem of her regalness and her connection to her own inner light and strength. Thank you for reminding us that death from this life is a birth into another. May the next stage of your journey be full of love, joy, and peace. And if you'd like to take the next moment to call into the space those that you would like to honor, celebrate, and remember. Life is a circle whose beginning touches its end. I am here to learn and grow. The path of my life belongs to me. I take this moment to affirm the way in which I want my life to flow. I'm grateful for all that I have and all that I am. I thank my body for all that it does for me. I thank my mind for its power of thought. I thank my ego for its will and drive. I thank my spirit for its patience and for its guidance. And we're going to take a moment to set out our intention for the week ahead. If you're in a place, a space where you can have your feet flat on the floor and your eyes closed, please go ahead and find yourself in that space. We're going to take a moment to just do a little bit of upkeep on the larger things that we are working on creating and manifesting. If you could bring those into your space and just see what you need to do energetically. Do they need some watering? Do they need some pruning? Do they just need some love, some light, some trust? Some faith. And you can hand those off to Spirit and then bring up a fresh piece of beautiful, rich, nutrient-dense soil that anything can grow in and plant the seeds of what you would like to create and manifest for yourself for the week ahead, be it the way that the week unfolds, the energy that it holds, the experiences that you might have, things that you want to create and manifest. Plant the seeds for those now. And you can take that and hand it to your spirit so that you can manifest it this week. And remember to breathe. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. And we'll move to our closing prayer. I give thanks for this time and space, knowing that it is a place to focus my intention, but not where my intention ends. It is my opportunity to carry my choices out into the world. Let me take the time in my life to see, feel, hear, and experience the space between time, between breath, between awake and asleep, between now and then. Let me walk my path with strength and knowingness, with grace and ease. Let me walk my path with love and abundance. Let me listen when my spirit speaks. Let nature be my guide. So I just have two announcements. I posted this on the Facebook page. We are now sending out emails to those you wish to honor, celebrate, and remember during our Circle of Life celebration. That can be people or animals, experiences, time, space, places. You just need to make a donation of whatever amount. The amount is not relevant. It's just that you make a donation. Let us know who, what, when, and provide us with an email to send to if there is. If it's for yourself, then we can send it to you. It doesn't matter. And we will both send it and then include it in our Circle of Life celebration. And then tune into tune into nature'schannel.fm. We have a new host who started 2 weeks ago. Her name is Monica Wallach, and she is an astrologer. Her show is The Astrology Show. And she offers really great information and insight into how the planets are affecting us in the moment, as well as how they impact society, governments, politics, and more. So far, she's talked about the Venus-Jupiter conjunction and how that has an impact on us. And then this past week, she talked about Pluto, which was just really fascinating because there was a lot of historical information about the discovery of Pluto, what happened in history when Pluto was discovered, and how that ties into the images that are now coming back of Pluto and how its visual aspect in our lives has an impact on us. And then this week she's going to be talking about our astrology chart in general and how you can understand your own chart. You can call into her show and ask her to tell you how her focus for the day is impacting you. That's every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and the call-in number is 718-766-4996, and you'll find all of that on the Nature's Channel .fm Facebook page and also the website. Other great shows, Horses, Heart, and Soul, really amazing wisdom and insight coming straight from the horses about how they see relationships and healing and the way that we live our lives. Serendipity is a gardening show, but so much more than that. All My Children Wear Fur Coats offers really great information on providing for our animals in the case of our death or our disability. So lots of great shows happening there. Be sure to check them out. You can check them out on archives at natureschannel.fm. All right, that is it for me. Thank you so much all for being here today and sharing this time and space with me, for showing up so completely and fully, and for really connecting with the information that's here. So I hope to see you again next week. Remember, let nature be your guide.
Thank you for joining us today for Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service. We hope today's reflection will support you in navigating your week ahead. Please remember to live with an open hand and an open heart. The effects are exponentially rewarding. If you haven't made your offering to the Church of Nature, be sure to visit thechurchofnature.org to contribute. While you're there, you'll also find daily inspirations, as well as past Nature Sanctuary Sunday services. We look forward to having you join us again next week. And until then, remember, let nature be your guide.
NatureChannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. NatureChannel.fm. It's where we grow.